this is Randy Randall from No Age. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks a lot.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
It is 11:30 a.m. on a Sunday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise here, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Host Luke Mead here at the helm. Coming up in the next hour and a half, quite a special show, because quite a special band is in town tonight at Venue. I'm talking about Dungen from Sweden, one of the more interesting bands to come across the radar in the last few years. And so today we're going to be focusing on their roots, their origins, and you will hear a lot of Dungen in the next hour and a half as well, but we're going to focus mostly on the early Swedish psychedelic and progressive scene, starting all the way back to 1967, the year of flower power. Psychedelia and a growing optimism that the world really could be changed, new musical directions emerged from everywhere. In Stockholm, the Philips Cafe became an important place for young, hungry musicians to try out every combination possible. Jazz, rock, psych, poetry, folk music, and improvisations. All influences mingled in the snake pit. All was one. One was all.
Drink her anytime and you won't lose her. Take her anytime and you won't lose her.
Long Boatman from 1966 with Take Her Anytime, one of the first crossover tracks that actually made it over to the UK, France, and Spain. Very limited single there on Polydor Records, but causing a stir in the Swedish music scene. And that's what we're focusing on today on Annoyz, the Swedish underground psychedelic movement. Particularly, three crucial bands that were very, very predominant in the movement were Parson Sound, International Harvester, and Harvester. This comes from Magnus Haglund. It started somehow with the legendary American composer and improviser Terry Riley visiting Sweden in the spring of 1967. Together with a group of musicians studying at the Royal Academy of Music in Stockholm, Riley performed his minimalist classic In C, composed in 1964. A new piece called Olsen 3 was also created with the participation from children students studying at the Nacka Music School. The repetitive techniques and the open aesthetic of Terry Riley's music would have a significant effect on some of the musicians playing in the C performance, among them former experimental tape composer Bo Anders Persson. Before the year before Terry Riley's visit, 1966, Persson had started his composition studies at the Royal Academy for the composer and trombone player Jan Bark, while continuing writing and performing music for the experimental theater company Pistolettern. But he never felt comfortable with the stiff academic atmosphere, with its high modernist perspective and its emphasis on technical and theoretical solutions. The openness he was looking for wasn't to be found. Would it be possible to create a more contemporary kind of rhythmic music that could play the same role as the traditional folk music, a music that was both sensual and transcendent? In 1967 came the answer. The hypnotic around and around feelings of Terry Riley's Eternity music, plus the rough around and around riffing of the Rolling Stones, equals a new alchemical wedding and the birth of Parson Sound.
We'll be right back. if you look into a book, you might just say, I had fun just like Run, DMC and Jay.
Flash your friends of CITR card and get discounts at Lucky's Comics, RX Comics, Magpie Magazine, People's Co-op Bookstore, and Spartacus Books. Support CITR and pick up your card today.
CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to A Noise here, where we're focusing on today the Swedish psychedelic movement of the late 60s moving into our present time due to the fact that the band Dungen is going to be in town tonight. We just heard there one of the first singles by the incredibly influential Parsons Sound, Sovgat Rosmarie. Now, first thing I've got to say is my Swedish is really terrible, so you're going to have to put up with a few terrible pronunciations of words, and I've even looked them up phonetically because I felt stupid not pronouncing them right, and I feel even stupider now that I don't even know how to pronounce them, even though they're spelt out for me. However, Parsons Sound started in 1967 by Bo Anders Persson, and then we had Thomas Tillholm join the group, and then drummer Thomas Medegaards, a former member of the psychedelic pop group the Mekki Markmen. And the next year, they changed their name to International Harvester, taken from the American company manufacturing agricultural machines, trucks, and ambulances. Metaphorically, it was an exciting, disturbing name for a pop group. It meant death. Death to the Western culture. Death to all kinds of borders.
Thank you. Statsministern kan läsa, statsministern kan skriva, statsministern kan räkna, men han kan inte dansa rocka boga, rocka boga.
Sommarsverige är många.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Annoise. Luke Mead here. We're focusing on Swedish psychedelic underground music right now, and you just heard Kings of the Genre, their International Harvester, who became Harvester for only two albums. They put out one album underneath International Harvester's title, Sovgalt Rosemarie, the original title from their original band Parson Sound, and then they released Hemat under the name Harvester. The Open Society and the Swedish 60s version, A Life That Was Closed and Finished and Technically Clean, is opening up to new ways of understanding the world. In the music of Parson Sound, International Harvester, and Harvester, this development finds a most spontaneous and surprising reflection, and the music still has its relevance more than 30 years after it was created. Not only are the records now unashamedly expensive to buy in secondhand shops, but the way of perceiving and presenting the materials and the structures of the music is probably a lot easier to grasp for a wider audience of today. Maybe mostly because of the development of experimental techno music during the 1990s, with its diversity of different dub and repetitive techniques, a long song isn't long in the same sense anymore. That just about does it for the International Harvester kind of scene of the Swedish 60s. We're going to focus on another influential band of 1967 Stockholm, the Baby Grandmothers. Baby Grandmothers were a short-lived Swedish band, but one of the most prolific and unique psychedelic, modal, and experimental power trios to emerge out of the Scandinavian psychedelic underground scene in 1967. Although hailing from Stockholm, Sweden, they only released one single in Finland and has since become one of the most sought-after pieces of vinyl from the era. The band was the house group at the club Flips, which was neat, where they were the house band, and Flips was legendary ground for bands such as, like we just heard, Hanson and Parson Sound, as well as orgiastic all-night jams with foreign luminaries such as Jimi Hendrix and the Mothers of Invention. Baby Grandmothers also supported Jimi Hendrix on his Swedish tour in 1968, and then they turned into the Mekki Mark Band, whom we'll hear a little bit later, who became the first Swedish rock band to tour the U.S. Mekki Mark Band, that is. Anyways, we'll actually hear some Baby Grandmothers right now. This is off of a collection of albums that just got unearthed about 10 years ago. And it's the first track on it. Baby Grandmother's album is self-titled. It's on a Swedish label. It doesn't come to me right now, I'm sorry. But this is a great little track called Somebody Keeps Calling My Name.
I'm troubled by shapeless fears. Who can live in the modern world without catching his share of them? I hope I've landed on my feet this time.
Need a place to rent? Have a place for rent? AMS Rents Line can help. AMS Rents Line is an easy-to-operate, touch-tone, and web-based system that connects thousands of landlords with UBC students looking for off-campus housing. UBC students can search the ads for free or place a two-week posting for $5. To view current listings, visit www.amsrentsline.com.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Annoyz. Luke Meat here. And what you just heard in the last 10 minutes, the incredible psychedelic onslaught of Sweden's The Baby Grandmothers, one of the rarest recordings out there. There has finally been all of their recordings have been unearthed and put out on a lovely CD package. You heard the opening track there. Somebody Keeps Calling My Name. Well, the reason why we're playing all this psychedelic music is because tonight at venue, Dungin are going to be in town. Well, who are Dungin? Dungin, literally translated as The Groove, are a Swedish rock band from Stockholm. Band is fronted by singer-composer Gustav Egestis, who writes all the music and plays all the majority of instruments on the records, even though they tour as a four-piece live. They've been here a couple of times, I believe. Heard different things. I've heard everything from the completely brilliant to I just got a message telling me to not bother going as well. So you be the judge. Either way, it's something interesting going on in this town. And go check out venue. It should be, it's interesting. It's, I don't know. It's going to be an I don't think it's going to fully take on what Richard's encapsulated as a live music venue, but it does have its moments if you can afford the, well, beer's a little expensive. That's all I'm going to have to say about that. But yeah, Dungin songs are sung entirely in Swedish, but the release, the 2004 release, Ta Den Lugnt, received great acclaim, not only with this station, but many other college radio stations across the board. And then that's how they kind of got recognized internationally, and they performed this song we're going to hear on Late Night with Conan O'Brien. There you go. Conan always has great musical guests, so what can you do? So we're going to hear three tracks by Dungin off of their three respective North American releases, and we're going to start with the song, like I mentioned, the hit, if you will. This is Dungin with Panda.
Vägen bort är lång. electric prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, third Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
And that is correct. He's going to be here 3 o'clock, as always. Stay tuned, though. 1 o'clock, we have the Green Majority, your source of conservation information, hosted by CIUT, our sister station out in Toronto. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock to 5, like I said, Frank Rumbletone with Rumbletone Radio Agogo. 5 o'clock, Arts Report with Tracy. She's back after thesising out, and yep, I'm happy she's here. 6 o'clock, Audio Text with Julie and Eric. 6:30 this week is Sam Scotch's Hideaway with Anita B. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Van City with Caroline. And then 11 o'clock, pretty much the greatest thing on radio, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. This show is A Noise. I'm your host, Luke Meat. And what did you just hear there? Well, 3 tracks by a band who's going to be playing here tonight. Dungen from Sweden. And we heard all 3 of their North American releases, and we started off there with Panda, which was their first single, kind of giving attention to the world. Afterwards, we heard something off of their most recent release. The album is called 4. Like I said, my Swedish is terrible, so the track was called Finnes det någon möjlighet. And then we heard probably my favorite track by them off of their second album, or their second release in North America. Tido Bitar is the name of the record there. That's the last song on that album. And that one is called, oh boy, En gang I ar kam dent en tar. There you go. So Dungen tonight at venue. Show is, I'm sure, gig time, you know, check it out. Woods are opening. Heard really good things about them as well. So if you're not doing anything on a Wednesday, check her out. We're going to keep it Swedish, though. That's what we've been doing for the last hour. And right now, it would be utterly remiss of me if I did not point out the gentleman and the man and the album that got me into this entire sound. 4 years ago, my birthday to be exact, very good friend. Mr. Dale Davies came by, or my little party, my little do, and dropped this CD in my hand, and I had never heard of the group at all. Didn't even know there was such thing as a Swedish psychedelic scene, in fact, actually. And he just pointed out to me, wow, I picked this up at Ditch in Victoria, which he used to work there. And he's like, I just had a feeling it'd be up your alley. The band is called Algrena Stradgard, which means Garden of the Elks. And this reading comes to us from the Encyclopedia of Swedish Progressive Music. This mind-expanding band was formed in Gothenburg in 1969, initially known as Innerstern. After playing at the 1971 Gardett Festival, the band signed with Silence Records and recorded the album that we have here, Framditen är ett servand skepp förkant ir fördinten. The album is truly an original and inventive work. The A-side sports 2 long excursions inspired by krautrock that display loads of sound effects upon intricate layer of percussion, electronics, and string arrangements. The B-side consists of dark doomsday chants. We're going to hear the first track I ever heard by these guys, and I can just remember it like it was yesterday. My jaw hit the ground, and thus spent a whole whack load of reading. I spent a whole bunch of money, I got to say. These records don't come cheap, I got to tell you that. But also, I spent a lot of my time and my brain listening to this wonderful album and this wonderful country's music. This is Algrena Stradgard with the first track on their debut album, 2 hours over 2 blue mountains with a cuckoo on each side of the hours. That is.
Israeli garage band Monotonix left their home country because they were banned in too many venues. They have set themselves on fire, have stolen drinks from the audience, have crowd-dived, have thrown things at the audience, have had shows broken up by police, have broken bones, and have performed on children's TV shows. Now on September 21st, they'll do all of that and more in Vancouver. The Biltmore Cabaret and the Georgia Strait present Monotonix with The Manipulators and MT40. 10 o'clock at the Biltmore Cabaret on Kingsway. Tickets available now.
And we're just about wrapping up the show here. Thanks for the comments and the calls. And yeah, what you just heard there, Agne Stradgard with 2 hours over two blue mountains with a cuckoo on each side of the hours. That is, there we go. And we're going to wrap up the show here as we always do. Something off the Nurse with Wound list. Pretty much actually most of the bands that I played today are on the Nurse with Wound list. But this one in particular, I just discovered, and we're taking it to where we began the show with the work of Bo Anders Persson. This is his solo piece from 1968, his solo electronic music piece entitled Protein Imperialism. And this description comes to us from a great blog called Classical Drone. Persson's work is more of a loop experience than a drone, although it ends up sounding a lot like Alvin Lucier's landmark piece, I Am Sitting in a Room. Inspired by the work of Terry Riley, the piece is basically the two words imperialism and protein strung together, run in a loop for 25 minutes, subjected to layering, reverberation, echo, various filtering, and other sundry sound-altering devices that were available in 1967. Although the words are comprehensible at the beginning of the piece, they mutate into resonant frequencies by the midpoint, becoming clear again by the end. 1967 was an extremely political time, and Persson chose the words in response to imperialistic food practices from the big Western grain companies. This is Bo Anders Persson with his classic Protein Imperialism.
Yeah. Thank you.
Just been listening to a solo electronic piece by Bo Anders Persson, Protein Imperialism, all the way back to 1968, and that just about does it for yet another edition of A Noise. Remember, the show can always be podcast at www.citr.ca. I do retake requests electronically as well, lukemeat@hotmail.com. Until next week, this is Luke Meat signing off, saying if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
I'm the executive director for Canadian Organic Growers, and you're listening to The Green Majority.
from Toronto. It's time for your weekly dose of conservation information here on Canada's first and only Environmental News Hour. On CIUT and our community radio partners across the country, I'm Jordan Popick. Welcome to the Green Majority. Last week, we covered the drama surrounding the proposed Site 41 depth site in Ontario's Simcoe County that would sit atop one of the purest water sources on the planet. On today's show, in the wake of a nail-biting Simcoe County Council vote on whether to postpone construction of the proposed Site 41 in Tiny Township